This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Welcome, everyone, to Senior Care Live, Kansas City's only radio program dedicated to our seniors and their caregivers. And as you know by now, the mission of this program, Senior Care Live, is to provide information, education, and resources for those caring for an elderly loved one. You may be caring for a parent, a grandparent, your spouse, or any elderly loved one. And if you are, you're definitely listening to the right program. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, and I just really want to thank you so much for joining me here today. Thank you so much for spending part of your morning listening to the program here, Senior Care Live. If you have a question about the program or how we may be able to help you and your family, we have a toll-free number. You can call anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so you can call anytime, day or night, and a real person will answer, 1-800-331-6445. You can also check out the website, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com. And if you visit the website, be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and let's get connected. And if you ever need to know more about my firm, Senior Care Consulting, you can check that out online as well at SeniorCareConsulting.com. And this is where we offer a highly specialized, deeply personal service where we can help you and your family find the right care community for your elderly loved one. So, for example, if home is no longer an option and you need to consider moving to an independent living community, assisted living, nursing home level of care, Alzheimer's dementia care, that's where we can really and truly help you in a big, big, big way. And I won't go into a lot more detail on that, but again, more information at SeniorCareConsulting.com. Now, we have a really busy program today. Let me first of all kick it off by letting you know about a free senior resource fair. They're calling this Fall into Healthy Living. How about that? And it's this coming Wednesday, October the 14th, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's out in Independence Center, the lower level Dillard's Court. And this will benefit the Independence Salvation Army Shelter. And there are over 30 vendors on site specializing in all different areas of aging. There are door prizes, food samples, special discounts, fall screenings. There's just going to be a lot to go on. There are too many sponsors here. to mention. I will say that our friends with Crossroads Hospice is one of the vendors, the law offices of Aaron Love, funeral advocates, a lot of friends of the program will be there, as well as a whole bunch more. The free senior resource fair, Fall into Healthy Living, this Wednesday, October the 4th, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Again, it's at Independence Center at the lower level Dillard's Court. And so check that out. It sounds like a great event, so you don't want to miss that. All right. Now, let me move straight into visiting with my special guest. This is Dr. Marilyn Schlitz. She's author and film producer of a documentary called Death Makes Life Possible. And, Doctor, welcome to the program.
Well, I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
All right. So tell us about your upcoming Kansas City event and your work, Death Makes Life Possible.
Well, we're real excited to be bringing our film and our book and our program to Kansas City. We'll be doing a screening of the film, which is a documentary that explores the cultural and psychological dimensions of mortality, transforming fear into an inspiration for living and dying well. And also we'll do an all-day workshop to help people to work with these kinds of materials, and all within the context of transformative aging and our capacity to use our life experiences in a way to enhance our well-being.
You know, and I think if when you hear the title "Death Makes Life Possible," you're like, oh, wait a minute. I don't know if I want to talk about the D word, because that's kind of scary. But what you're doing is you're really creating a paradigm shift. And this kind of reminded me when I did a little homework here of that question that we all think about or we're asked: if today is the last day of your life, what would you do? What would you do different? And how would you get rid of the negative and focus on the positive and all those sort of things? So you really are. This is just really a major paradigm shift.
Well, my colleague that I worked on the film with, Dr. Deepak Chopra, says this is a project for anyone who's going to die, and that's a pretty
that would
big
be
demographic.
That'd be all of us.
And so it's really confronting the taboo in our culture around mortality, around death. It's trying to demystify it and to really help people to engage in meaningful conversation around something that's inevitable. This is important because we know we're living in an aging population. We know that people have particular goals and aspirations at the time of death. And oftentimes, because they haven't had the conversation, they don't have their wishes fulfilled. And so we're really using the film and the book as tools to help people to reflect on their own worldview, their own beliefs about death, what happens after, and ultimately to imbue our lives with greater purpose and possibility.
See, and that is just excellent. I think it's fascinating. And so if we can get people past, like you said, you used the perfect word, taboo. And so many people, I don't want to talk about it. I'm not going to think about it. And then they're hit or confronted with a crisis that was unexpected. And all of a sudden, many times, it's too late. It's just too late.
That's right. And I think also that people are dealing with grief or loss and recognizing that these are qualities and that we can bring our awareness and our intention to these experiences in order to transform them. And again, the idea is, how do we live the richest, juiciest life possible, recognizing that we're all mortal and that ultimately each of us has to deal with our own, you know, cares, concerns, and possibilities.
Excellent, excellent. So, Marilyn, who is the audience for this
again,
event?
The audience is really anyone, but I think that it's primarily geared toward the boomers, people who are experiencing their own aging process, recognizing that they, you know, have aging parents, maybe they're caretakers, maybe they're dealing with a spouse who, you know, has some kind of debilitating illness. So it's for anyone who is dealing with their own mortality, dealing with the aging process with their family and loved ones, for anyone who really wants to live their life more fully. So I think the film, you know, we offer inspiration and hope. We also offer some humor. There's opportunities for real soul searching for each of us about what we think is going to happen next, how we're approaching the big adventure. And so I think all of this you know, conversation is relevant to anyone at any stage of life. But in particular, I think the boomers are ripe for this, you know, shift in our awareness.
All right. And that's a huge audience, obviously, 77 million of us. So there we go. Now, I see that we have two dates. One is for a community viewing, and it's Thursday, this coming Thursday, October the 15th. And then there's a day-long symposium. And I think that's when you said you're going to really drill down and do a lot of training and hands-on. And that's then the Friday, October the 16th. And how can our listeners learn more about these events and maybe even sign up for one?
Well, I think all people need to do is go to the website, deathmakeslifepossible.com, and there's a link to the event right there if people want to explore it. I know that they're offering continuing education credits for health professionals at the Friday workshop. They've packed it with all kinds of really exciting, interesting, powerful kinds of practices and program. So I'm excited to be there with, you know, the folks who come for that. The community screenings, we've now showed this movie all over the world. It's been throughout Asia, India, Europe. We just had our North American broadcast premiere on the Oprah Winfrey Network last Thursday.
Wow.
So that was a very exciting opportunity. So, you know, 175,000 people watched the Oprah program. So the idea is to really get out to the broadest possible audience, engage people in deep and meaningful conversation, and give them tools and practices for helping them to explore their own experiences. So I'm excited to be coming to Kansas City and really looking forward to meeting, you know, people from various walks of life.
All right, and make sure that Sandy Silva, our good friend Sandy Silva, takes you to a barbecue joint. We've got a lot of good barbecue here in Kansas City.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. So tickets are $10 for the Thursday community viewing. And again, this is going to be at Union Station at City Stage at Union Station. Tickets are $10. And then for the all-day symposium on Friday, it is the registration fee is $40. And again, our friends in nursing and social services, as well as other disciplines, this qualifies for 6 continuing education credits. So that's a great deal. You're going to learn a lot. And of course, you know, that next day we're going to dive deep into this and transform our fear of death, which will allow us to live more fully. That's fantastic. The website deathmakeslifepossible-KC. That'll take you right to it, or you can leave the KC off and go to the main website. And any other comments before we wrap this up?
No, I just want to thank you for the service you're offering people. I think it's so important that people have outlets and opportunities to ask questions, engage their own challenges, and to really begin to shift our perspective so that we can live life more fully.
Excellent.
So I want to thank you for your program.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. Death Makes Life Possible. Dr. Marilyn Schlitz, thanks so much for being on the program.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You bet. You too. And the Senior Care Live trivia question of the week, Medicare open enrollment. What is the last date of open enrollment? December the 1st, December the 7th, December the 15th, or December 31st? The answer after the break. Don't go away. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. You get a real live person answering the phone when you call this number. So how about that? So call now, call anytime, 1-800-331-6445. And if you don't have a radio, or if you're going from your car inside and you want to continue, you can go online. Just go to Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And in the upper left-hand corner, there's a button. You cannot miss it. It says Listen Live. Just click the button and it will stream directly to your electronic device, your phone, your laptop, tablet, etc. And you can listen that way anytime. All right. So the answer to the Senior Care Live trivia question of the week. What is the last day of the Medicare open enrollment? So what is the last day? And this is the last day that you can make changes in your Medicare plans or just renew what you currently have. But the answer is A, December 1st, B, December the 7th, C, December the 15th, or D, December the 31st. What is your answer? If you answered B, December the 7th, you are correct. It's October the 15th through December the 7th. Very important date to make your Medicare changes for the upcoming year. All right. And now I've really been looking forward to this, introducing you to my next guests. And they're from Continuum Healthcare, Kent McGeaney and Zandy Audis with Continuum Healthcare. Kent and Zandy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Here we go. So, and I just can't wait for our listeners to hear what you're about to share with us, because we're going to get into it. So I won't steal the thunder. Kent, tell us about Continuum Healthcare.
Well, to put it simply, Continuum Healthcare is an internal medicine primary care practice. But in reality, it's much, much more than that. Continuum Healthcare is really the culmination of 15 years of visionary thinking and planning. Our primary vision and mission is to be one physician throughout an array of healthcare services.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we want to be that physician that coordinates, that is there for you, that is with you, whether it's in the hospital, in a rehab setting, in a long-term care setting. We want to be that physician there with you. Of course, there'll be specialists involved and there'll be others involved along the way. But with us, we want to be there as your primary care physician and do medicine the right way, the way it was meant to be. And that's really what we're all about here at Continuum. It's a new way of looking at it, but yet it's an old way just the same.
Absolutely. I like to look at this as old is new again. So, when we first started talking and you were describing this, I'm like, first of all, this is just an ideal approach. So you have your physician and then let's say there's an accident or there's a need for a hospitalization. Your physician follows you to that hospital. And then if you need rehab, your physician continues to follow you at the rehab center. And then, of course, continues to follow you at home, whether that is your house, whether that is an independent or assisted living community or a nursing home level of care. So it's an ideal approach, but yet that's how we used to do it, and we don't do it that way anymore. Isn't that crazy?
That's absolutely right. I've known Dr. Khalifa for nearly 15 years. I've always had the most respect for him, but when he and I sat down over coffee one afternoon and he spoke to me of his vision, I actually got chills all over my body because I knew I've always known that that's the way healthcare should be.
Yep.
We are not footballs. We are not something to be passed on from one person to another. And here at Continuum Healthcare, we treat everyone as an individual and as part of family. That's what we're about, and that's our vision, and that's what we're going to stick to.
All right. So tell us about Dr. Khalifa. He started up the practice and, a lot of years. You can kind of give his resume and his background, but it's really, really interesting and very impressive.
It really is. Like I said, both Sandy and I have known Dr. Khalifa for 15 years. And when we got the opportunity to join him in this practice, we just kind of dropped everything and ran. But Dr. Khalifa is an amazing individual. He actually started out working at Massachusetts General and Harvard doing research in those hospitals, but eventually his heart pulled him to a different area and he ended up in Roundup, Montana. And out in Roundup, Montana is kind of where this whole Continuum Healthcare vision began. He's always cared for seniors and he's always been focused on discovering more innovative ways to care for seniors. But the clinic, its vision, its programs is really the result of his time in Roundup, Montana. We talked to Dr. Khalifa earlier this week, and he said that the beauty of it with his patients, he You could become part of their life. You know your patients. You interact with your patients, and they interact with you. And there is nothing more important in providing quality care than having that communication, having that knowledge, and having them become part of your life.
And that connection is that's the key. That's the golden ticket here. So he went from Harvard and Mass General to Montana. That must have been a culture shock.
Probably for them and him as well. I'm sure Roundup didn't know what to think about this person from Rochester, New York, out there in Roundup, Montana. But yep. We didn't ask him if he bought a pickup while he was out there. We should have done that.
I think it's a requirement.
I think it probably is. But there's something to be said about that type of medicine. Zandy and I both also grew up in small towns, and we learned to appreciate the intimate relationship that patients have with their doctors. And that is something that Dr. Khalifa is recreating here in the Kansas City metro. We really do believe that he's figured it out. And again, it starts with being part of the family and part of this whole journey that we call aging.
And he's been involved as a medical director here locally for quite some time with a number of the nursing homes, the skilled nursing facilities. Is that right?
Several of them, yes. Nine in the area, and then three major hospitals, Shawnee Mission Medical Center, Overland Park, and St. Joseph. And just going back to that thought that you mentioned about the old is new, that is really a great way to say it and a great way to look at it. And if you or a loved one has been in the healthcare system in the last several years, you've most likely found yourself in a situation and a circumstance that you have been left feeling like you're lost in the shuffle. And with, even though the healthcare providers have the best intentions, sometimes I think people feel like the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. Part of that is because of the paradigm change that we are passed from one provider to the next. So Dr. Khalifa's vision and his mission and his passion is that you don't get passed from one provider to the next provider.
And in the next segment, I want to tell a story that demonstrates that exact situation of being passed and passed, and then the results of that with my own grandmother. So we'll continue this discussion right after the break. And we're talking today with Kent McGeaney and Zandy Otis with Continuum Healthcare. If you want to reach out to them, their office number, 913-432-8400. That's 913-432-8400. We're going to give you a lot more contact information and a lot more information about Continuum Healthcare, their unique approach, right after the break. Don't go away. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. And if you're listening to the program and you're thinking, oh, wow, I know someone who definitely needs to hear this, no worries at all. After the fact, you can always go to the website Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com. And go to the podcast section. It's super simple to find. And then you can listen to the podcast of any program that you may have missed or may want a friend or family to hear after the fact. All right. It's just really that simple. It's all laid out for you. All right. Back to my special guests, Kent McGeaney and Zandy Otis with Continuum Healthcare. And, during the break here, we were talking about contact information and everything. Would you like to share that with us, Zandy?
Sure. We have a great location with very easy access. We're located just off of Quivira and College. We're just east of Quivira. We actually, one of our landmarks is Wendy's, so we'd sit right between Wendy's and Panera Bread, the new Panera Bread.
Okay.
The way to make appointments to our office is 913-954-8500. And you can also make an appointment on our website at www.continuumhcop.com. You can go there and where it says make appointments, and that goes right to our office, and it's very, very easy. One of the things we like to mention also is that the waiting room, Dr. Khalifa and his wife did a great job in our waiting room. It's beautiful. It's like a living room. And even though it's beautiful and people love it and you feel like you're right at home, one of our missions is that you won't be waiting there very long.
Mm-hmm.
Our staff are very efficient and fast, and we'll have you in seeing a provider within minutes, hopefully. So.
And you know, we've all heard the stories. If I had to wait an hour,
yes,
I was on time and they were not so much on time.
That's exactly right. And your time is very valuable, and we recognize sure. that and appreciate that. Yeah. Respect that. So hopefully you would be there just a few minutes so you don't get to wait very long. We actually had a patient not too long ago made that comment as she was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "Your waiting room is beautiful, but I didn't get to wait in it very long."
Yeah. Yeah. And it is. It is absolutely beautiful. And it always smells good in there. You've got like the good smelling stuff in there. So anyway, I always love visiting your office. So
thank you. Thank you.
All right. All right. So, and how about that? So old is new again. It's a return to the past the way it should be. And we will unpack that here a lot more here in just a minute as far as how Dr. Khalifa follows patients throughout all of the various settings so you have continuity. And I'm assuming that's where Continuum Healthcare comes from.
That's where the name came from.
Perfect.
When we were deciding on a name, he was determined to have that name, Continuum, because that is really his mission and
yep.
his vision is to follow people throughout the continuum of their healthcare needs.
Perfect. And yes. See, and again, this is just beautiful. It's an ideal. It's just a perfect model. And I can't wait to watch this business and this practice just explode, and it's going to happen.
We're excited about it as well.
This is just a done deal, I think. So let me tell you just really quick a story where I think your approach and Dr. Khalifa could have helped this not happen, I guess. So my grandmother, God rest her soul, she had a fall at home. She fractured her neck, and you don't hear about that too often. It was a real bad fall. She wasn't paralyzed. She didn't die from that, but obviously major injury. And so she watched over my grandpa, who had dementia. So now we have two people in need here. And so I found a place for my grandpa to stay just for a little while until we figure out where we're at. And so my grandma went to the acute care hospital where she fell. Now, she was followed by a primary care physician that she had had forever. And then she goes to the hospital, though, and then you fall under the care of a hospitalist. And he doesn't know her, and he doesn't know anything about her. And he adds a bunch of medications. And she was injured. And by the way, then they found out she had CHF. Didn't know that. So that needed to be treated legitimately. Okay, so more medications. And I think you can see where this is going. And then she's discharged to a rehab hospital where she falls under the care of not one, but two more physicians, two separate physicians. And they, by the time it's all over with and her 2 month stay there, and then she goes back to an assisted living facility that I had chosen for them. Then a few weeks later, I get a bill for her medication of over $5,000.
Oh.
I am not exaggerating it. I almost had a stroke. I mean, seriously, I freaked out. And I looked at this list. She was on a very short list of medications. Now, she needs more medications. Okay, I understand that. But she had a couple of pages of medications. I went completely nuts. I called the doctor, and I said, clearly, no one's watching this. If it doesn't kill her to remove that from the list, get rid of it and minimize this list. And he did, and it went down to $1,500. $800 of it was an appetite stimulant. Okay, so you get rid of that, right? And it cuts it way down. And lo and behold, she started feeling instantly, felt better, right? And so I just went crazy. So with Dr. Khalifa, this is not going to happen.
unfortunately, your story, and I'm very sorry about your grandmother, that story, unfortunately, is the norm.
Yeah.
Has become the norm. And for some reason, it has become acceptable to us that we just stand by and watch that happen. You're right. That's exactly what happens. There's just, as I think you said, you used the word football a while ago, Kent, that our seniors become almost like footballs and we get handed off from one person, one provider to the next. And then what happens as a family member or a loved one, when you're in the middle of this, you then have to tell this same story over and over and over and over. Because even though, again, the providers are well-intended, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing.
There's not a central manager.
There's not.
There's not a quarterback on the football team, right? Directing everything.
There's no quarterback.
So they're doing their best, but it's so disjointed. It's so segmented. It's just really broken.
It's fractured.
Well Steve, you remember the first time we met and you shared this story with me. The first thing I had to do was take you up to Dr. Khalifa's office here at our clinic and have you share that story with him. Because this is exactly the same thing that we've been talking about while we've been with Dr. Khalifa at his clinic. This is exactly the story we've been wanting to share. Your story about your grandmother was perfect. And I think all of us could relate to that. All of us have senior parents and senior relatives who are being almost shuffled around as almost a number and a productivity report as opposed to an individual and a person. And something a part of our culture at our practice is family. We talk about family all the time. Like Zanny and I have been with Dr. Khalifa for 15 years. We have a nurse who is working with us who's been with Dr. Khalifa for probably 10, 11, 12 years. We just have gathered a team and a group of professionals who really do adamantly and passionately believe that it is time to return to doing medicine the right way and not the corporate way. We've kind of gotten into that other mentality over the last number of years. And the funny part about all of this, this type of care is cheaper because we're proactive, we're engaged, we're involved. We will be able to see, and we do see things before they become serious issues.
And when I talked to Dr. Khalifa, and he said, just think about the duplicative tests and x-rays and CT scans and scopes and all sorts of other things ordered by all these folks who aren't communicating. And he said, it's not their fault, but it's just, that's just how this works. He said, we will actually save money, and less stress and less time, by eliminating, you know, unnecessary medications. That just won't even happen because it's all being directed, by one physician. And we're going to also eliminate duplicative testing and eliminate the cost of that. I think that's huge.
And, you know, just to add to your story, or I will tell you my story with Dr. Khalifa, and he saw my mom. My mom had a fall at home a few years ago. He called her, asked her to come. She lives about 2 hours away, lived about 2 hours away, was at St. Joseph Hospital, and he followed her there, ordered all the tests, but then followed her to the rehab, and then also was her doctor as she transitioned into home health care. So he knew all of the tests, all of her medications and everything about her, and the outcome of that was she got to return to her own home with him being her doctor, continuing being her doctor.
Perfect. That's just absolutely perfect. So for our listeners, if you're interested in learning more about Continuum Healthcare, if you're fascinated by this story like I am, check them out online. First of all, it's a really nice website, ContinuumHCOP.com. If that's too much to remember, you're driving around, just Google Continuum Healthcare Overland Park, and it'll come right up and you can't miss it. Or you could just simply pick up the phone and make a call, 913-954-8500. That's Continuum Healthcare, 913-954-8500. And if you have a provider and you've been thinking about maybe making a change, Or maybe you don't have a provider. It's amazing how many people do not have a primary care physician. You need to call Continuum Healthcare, 913-954-8500. And right after the break, we'll continue this amazing conversation. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. And for more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. Back to my special guests, Kent McGeaney and Zandy Audis with Continuum Healthcare. And Zandy, so where exactly are you located?
Thank you. We are at 11661 College Boulevard in Overland Park. We are just south of the 435 exit near Quivira and the College Boulevard intersection. Mm-hmm. Two really good landmarks, actually, that we like to use as we sit between the Wendy's and the Panera Bread right off of College Boulevard.
All right. And the way I got there, at 435 to Quivira, go south to College, take a left, which is east, and it's like a block or two down the
yes.
street. It's right there on the corner. There.
Turn right by Wendy's is usually what we say.
Perfect.
And
perfect.
We're the first building there on your left.
And pick up a Frosty
yes.
to go, right?
yes.
All right. Excellent.
And bring one for all of us as you stop in.
Absolutely.
And the other thing that we also want to mention is that we accept all major insurances.
Uh-huh.
And we also take walk-ins. So call us for a walk-in appointment from 9 to 5, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So what that looks like is if you wake up today and you call your primary care doctor mm-hmm. and they are not able to see you for a while because they're very busy, you can come to us, you can walk in, and we'll have someone there to see you.
See, and I think that's huge because, you know, if I'm going to schedule an appointment for something, I may be able to schedule it a few days or a week or two out or whatever. But if I wake up this morning and I have an issue and I need to see my doctor, I need to see my doctor. And my other alternative might be able to go to the emergency room. Well, maybe that's just complete overkill. But so it's awesome that you have walk-in hours where I can just walk in and be seen by a primary care physician, internal medicine specialist.
Well, Steve, that's it's interesting you brought that up because we had that example just last week mm-hmm. where a lady came into the office and she told us that she was not able to see her primary care physician for mm-hmm. another 4 days.
Yep.
And she asked if it would be okay if she could see one of our providers at that time. And within 5 minutes, we had her in an exam room and a provider was with her, meeting her needs. So yes, that's a service that we feel very fortunate and proud that we can offer that.
And you accept the insurances again?
All major insurances we accept, yes.
Okay, and if you're on Medicare, you're Dr. Khalifa and your practice Medicare provider, so why wouldn't you call Continuum? Here's the phone number again, so if this resonates with you, our listeners, if you need a primary care physician, if you love the idea that your physician will follow you from home to hospital to rehab and back to home, even if home changes to one of the care communities, if this resonates with you, give Continuum a call. These folks are fantastic. Dr. Khalifa couldn't be more gracious and wonderful. Here's the phone number, 913-954-8500. That's 913-954-8500.
Well, Steve, one thing I want to do is thank you for the opportunity to let us share Dr. Khalifa's vision with your listening audience. Like I said before, when I first heard of this, and Zandy as well, when we first heard of this opportunity, we really jumped on it right away because to us it just made so much common sense.
Absolutely.
That this is the way medicine was meant to be practiced. And we are sincere about this, working very, very hard to make sure we can be your one physician over time. We do right now, and if folks are curious about the hospitals that we do attend right now, we
sure.
we do practice at. Dr. Khalifa has privileges at Shawnee Mission Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
He also has privileges at Overland Park Regional Hospital, mm-hmm. as well as St. Joseph Hospital.
Okay.
So these are all very, very outstanding institutions. And for the continuum, if to remain in our family and be a part of our family, those are the hospitals where we go to, plus a number of rehab and skill facilities throughout the area as well. But one thing that, even with all this visionary talk and our dreams and everything of returning to medicine the way it's supposed to be, I want to make sure that we emphasize during this program that we have a very, very sophisticated and high-quality medical practice going on at College in Quivira.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to ask Zandy to speak to some of the things that we offer at this practice, as I think the Harvard to Montana to Kansas City model will all come together in this as well, because it is a very, very sophisticated, top-of-the-line practice.
Excellent.
We'll draw your blood there, right there at the clinic. We also do x-rays on site, so mm-hmm. we have a medical assistant that's trained in that. Strep and flu testing, we offer vaccinations, shingles and flu vaccinations, so stop by and get your flu vaccination.
It's that time.
It is that time. Yes, it is. We also do EKGs and urinalysis. And again, as we mentioned earlier, our staff are fast, friendly, and efficient, and you'll love the waiting room, but you won't get to wait there very long.
That's kind of a, I don't know if that's an oxymoron.
It is.
You'll love it. It's an awesome place, and you'll be there for about 2 minutes.
Yes, so. That is our goal and our mission. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So, and you know what? Frankly, I'm not berating any doctor's offices, but a lot of doctor's offices, you have to go somewhere else for the labs. You have to go somewhere else for your x-rays. So it's really, really super nice that you can go to one office and have all of that done. And oh, by the way, you can just walk in if you need to.
You sure? Yes. Certainly can.
Dr. Khalifa has worked very hard at this clinic and making sure every detail was attended to. The exam rooms are set up just perfectly so that our nurse practitioners and our doctors can meet the needs of their patients very, very well. And again, the whole layout of the clinic is very convenient for the patient and very safe for the patient. We are all very proud of this clinic, and we have room to grow. We have room to grow as business grows, but no matter how much we do grow, we will set limits, because we have this vision of being a family and being proactive and being engaged, and we're not going to let go of that.
Okay. And you want to talk just briefly, we're coming up onto the end of the program, if you can believe that or not, it goes so fast. You want to talk about some upcoming topics that we're going to be covering and anything else that you'd like to wrap up here?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. We've enjoyed this greatly. We were a little nervous at first coming into the program, but this turned out to be really a lot of fun. And like I said a minute ago, it was great to be able to share the vision with your listening audience. We try real hard to walk the walk of the things that we in our vision. And so next time we're on the program,
yeah.
we're going to discuss some very specific programs that we have initiated at our clinic, intended to keep you well, keep you out of the hospital and in the environment of your choice, whether it's your home, your independent living, your assisted living. We have some very, very specific programs that Medicare has endorsed. And in a few weeks, we're going to be discussing those. We're very excited about it.
That's a great teaser. So for our listeners, stay tuned, and we'll have Kent and Zandy with Continuum Healthcare in the future. In the meantime, give these good folks a call. I think you can hear it in their voices here. This is a great fit for a lot of people. 913-954-8500. That's 913-954-8500 and online at continuumhcop.com. Kent and Zandy, thanks so much for being here
today. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Steve.
It's been fun.
Great.
Thank you.
All right. And to everyone listening, I am so honored that you spent part of your day listening to this program. Thank you very, very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.